Okay, welcome back to Simples Plus Podcast. It's me again today, kind of going to part two of this one recording session of this, another set of seven movies I watched recently. This episode, we have Pacific Rim Uprising, so both the 2013 and 2018 one. Gladiator, the original. Hello. Buried, 2010. Requiem for a Dream. I'll start crying now. Pitch Perfect, because it was on a cable and I wanted to watch it. And then Dead Men Walking, 1995. So the first one we'll go through is Pacific Rim, the first one, which if you haven't seen, I highly recommend. 2013, PG-13, just over 2 hours, the 6.9 IMDb, which a little generous, but has Idris Elba, Charlie Hunnam, Charlie Day, and Ron Perlman. Idris Elba is one of those guys that I think is a really good actor, but he just phones it in for money at this point. But him in The Wire will always have my respect. Directed by Guillermo del Toro. He did The Hellboys, which I love Hellboy. The Shape of Water, Nightmare Alley, and the new Frankenstein movie with Lordy. I rated it a 6. It's my third or fourth time watching it. It's an awesome, like, top 10 cable movie. Like, it's always on TNT or FX or something. Especially when you're, like, busy with something, you don't really have to pay attention because the plot's kind of brutal. But the fighting, the kaiju and the Yegas, the robots and the aliens or monsters or whatever, awesome. A lot of grappling, not a lot of, like, weapons, which is cool. Acting is sometimes horrible, but I can't tell if that's just the writing. But you're not there for the writing or the acting. You're there for the fighting. So that's why it's kind of got bumped up to 6.9, I believe. A lot of people compare this to Transformers with the robot stuff. The Pacific Rim franchise doesn't have the same comedy as Transformers, so Transformers will always have a leg up. But I like the fighting in this one more. I don't know why. Less weapons and more grappling, maybe. That's for me. I'm going to go right into the second one here. 2018, PG-13, just about 2 hours. It's a 5.6, which is, again, generous, because this movie sucked. They tried to put a lot more story into this one than fighting. It sucked. But John Boyega's in it. Scott Eastwood. With a very few returning characters from the first one, including both scientists, like Charlie Day. Directed by Stephen S. DeKnight. He did not a lot. He produced a lot of stuff. But he did direct an episode of Daredevil, like the show, which is interesting. But he didn't direct a lot of other stuff. I don't know why he did this one. I think it's the only movie he ever directed. So I rated it a 5. Could have went 4.8. It sucks. The fighting between the Jaegers and Kaiju was cool, but not as cool as the first one, because this one was more in the city, not in the ocean. Acting is way worse in this one than the first one. The writing, almost worse. They did a lot more human on human and Jaeger on Jaeger confrontation in this one. 100% a money grab. Acting's brutal. Like, it sucked. There's a lot of bad moments, but you're there for the fighting. Also, like, the whole plot that, like, other people building their own Jaegers, like, how advanced are we? You know how long that would take? I don't understand how they got to the point where they're at. They only have 5 Jaegers left. And, I don't know, 10 pilots, I guess. 8 of them have to be teenagers. Like, we don't have anybody else to pilot those things in the entire Earth. Like, are we serious? Nobody else in the world? You couldn't find, like, a Ben Wallace or Ron Artest to, you know, pilot those things. Like, what? You can't find any people with hands. Like, I don't know. It was weird. Get some prisoners out there. Like, I don't know. It was pretty stupid. The third movie, Gladiator. It's in my top 10 list. Rated R. Came out in 2000. 2.5 hours. It's an 8.5 on IMDb. I rated it a 9. Has Russell Crowe, Joaquin Phoenix, and then the Blood Diamond dude that I always forget his name. Directed by Ridley Scott, did Alien, Blade Runner, Black Hawk Down, American Gangster, The Martian, The Last Duel, Body of Lies, Leo, I think, Prometheus, Napoleon, and then he did Gladiator 2. So, like, Napoleon sucked, Gladiator 2 sucked, The Last Duel is iffy, Prometheus is iffy, and I'm so mad Gladiator 2 exists. I am so angry that they did that still. Anyway, it's probably my third or fourth time fully watching the full movie. If you know the plot, Russell Crowe was like a badass general, then got like outcasted. They tried to kill him. He survived and turned into a gladiator. And it was like a huge revenge story. It's amazing. It's perfect. Kind of emotional. The best soundtrack ever, in my opinion. Joaquin Phoenix played a very good villain as the king or emperor. Fighting scenes hold up. They're great. Maximus Decimus Meridius is the gladiator's name, Russell Crowe's character, and I think that's still one of the coolest names ever to exist. His little gladiator militia army that they got working together and how they followed him was super cool, like instantly once they heard the name, like, oh shit. I feel like him being there for so long as a gladiator would have gotten out to the emperor sooner, but that's just, you know, there's no social media, so how are they supposed to know? It's one of those movies where if someone asked you for 10 movies to watch and they've never seen a movie before, this would be, you give them this movie, 100%. I'm not going to go through the second one, but that shit was awful. The plot was fine. They just got lazy. Like the crowd was CGI and there's sharks. I'm like, what are we doing? Fourth movie on here, Buried. 2010, rated R, hour and a half. It's a little short. 7-0. Cast is Ryan Reynolds, and that's legitimately it. I rated it first off. It's directed by Rodrigo Cortez. I didn't know anything he's directed. I looked it up. But this is his best rated film. My first time watching it, because I just saw Ryan Reynolds. I was like, oh, why not? This is one of the very few movies that Ryan Reynolds wasn't Ryan Reynolds. Like the comedy and, you know, people are starting to hate him because of Blake Lively shit, but not really. What are you going to do with that? The plot is he's buried alive in a coffin underground, and it doesn't show any, the cameras on him the entire hour and a half. So it's just one dude buried. It kind of reminded me of Locke with Tom Hardy, how he's just in the car the whole time. No other screen time for any other actors. He did have a phone, so other people were on the other line, obviously, but he was kind of the only person shown on screen. It was not funny at all. No comedy there. Ryan Reynolds was weirdly good. Like for someone that's buried alive, I think he did a pretty good job. I always forget that he can act, but he just wants to be funny all the time now, which is fine. But I feel like it's pretty realistic or an accurate representation of someone being buried alive and what he like was acting. I think it was pretty realistic. He was given like a phone and some like materials in there, which I was like, why? But then it made sense. The ending was a little predictable because it never gave you hope on the outside that he was ever going to get saved. But it was still good. The ending twist with Mark White was kind of interesting and I did like it. But it was a good way to put an ending on a movie that you didn't really know where it was going to go. But it was super good. It's kind of a thriller for the camera being on him in a coffin the entire movie. It never was boring, which is cool. That's why it was kind of a short movie. It's kind of a hidden gem, I would think. I know it's Ryan Reynolds, but it's pretty hidden. Fifth movie on my list for this episode, Requiem for a Dream. Holy shit. 2000, it's rated NC-17, which is above R. Technically, I think. I don't really know what that is still. Hour 42 minutes. It felt way longer. It's 8.3. I rated it a 9. It has Jared Leto, Jennifer Connelly, Marlon Wayans. I don't know how to say his last name. He's in him. And then Alan Burstein. I don't know. Directed by Darren Aronofsky. He directed Black Swan, Noah, The Whale, and Caught Stealing. Caught Stealing's a new Austin Butler movie. So I had no idea he directed this as well. I had no idea. The plot is heavy. It's about four people's lives and their addiction to drugs and other stuff. It is gut-wrenching and very sad. And it's like up there with one of the saddest movies, but it felt like it's one of those movies that I felt awful after watching it. Like my insides felt awful. Like it was very heavy. Not Manchester by the Sea level, but it's close. It is my second time watching it. Now, if you've seen this, you're like, why did you rewatch that movie? Like, what the hell? Just to do it for this episode. Is the only reason. Like, you would never want to watch this movie more than once. You gotta watch it. Also, watch it alone. Do not watch with people for obvious reasons. I felt so bad for Jennifer Connelly. Not the actress, but like her characters. Whew, heavy. Some like specific scenes that always get me. It was Jared Leto's arm was freaking disgusting. Basically, he did needles, like drugs wise, and it got infected. And it was disgusting. And then his mom with the addiction and the television scene was wild. It kind of gave you a headache. But like that's kind of what she was going through, and the fridge talking to her basically, and the pills that she was on to lose weight. Crazy. Don't do drugs, kids. It was a take-home message, but like a lot more complicated. But Connelly's character from the beginning to the end was, I can't believe she did this movie, but she was kind of a role there with Beautiful Mind. And yeah, it's super heavy. Don't watch it with people. I wouldn't say, I don't know why you would ever rewatch it, but it is very good. Sixth movie on the list for this episode, Pitch Perfect. It was on like, I don't know. I was on DirecTV and it was just on and I was like wrapping presents or something. And I'm like, I got to put this on. Anna Kendrick, Brittany Snow. Brittany Snow, I noticed from Pacifier with Vin Diesel instantly. Directed by Jason Moore. He hasn't directed anything significant otherwise, I don't think. I rated it a 7. I'm not, regarding like a cappella and musicals, this wasn't really a musical, it was just a cappella competition. I'm not crazy about it. Unless they're done really well. Like Tick, Tick, Boom was a musical that I loved. And La La Land is obviously great. But otherwise than that, I like Wicked. So musical movies, I don't mind. But like the a cappella competition plot, I didn't really care. The movie's hilarious. The comedy's done so well. And it overshades the a cappella. Like you can tell it made it for a cappella people that love it. But then the comedy helps bring other people in. I think it's hilarious. One of those movies that everyone should see at least once. I would say a 7.1 is a little generous in the global rating, but I am glad it's up there. The other ones after, you don't have to, like, I don't care. They're not bad, but like the first one's great. And then Anna Kendrick, that 2005, 2015 era, she was kind of on a roll there of Drinking Buddies and 50-50 and stuff like that. Last movie of this episode, God, we're flying through again. Dead Man Walking, 1995, rated R, just about 2 hours. It's 7.5 IMDb. It's Sean Penn and Susan Sarandon. Sean Penn, top 10 actor of all time. No, I just said that way too willingly. I would say he's up there, though. He's never bad in anything. He has bad movies, but like, it's not, he's never bad in it. He was great in this. Another actor that I realized, Jack Black is in this. He's Sean Penn's brother. He had like, I don't know, 5 minutes of screen time, but I didn't know Jack Black was in this when I started watching. I had no idea. And then Herschel from Walking Dead, forgot his name, is in this as well. He works at the prison. Directed by Tim Robbins, who's the Shawshank dude. I think this is the only movie he's ever directed. 94 was Shawshank, and then he directed this a year after. So he's kind of on a roll there. And then Mystic River, that might have been 2002 or 2004, so a little later. But I rated it as 7, close to an 8. It was close. But basically the whole plot is Sean Penn is on death row. He's about to die, and he asks a nun to help him out, go through the process. And that was Susan Sarandon. She was great in this. It's deep. It's heavy. It's kind of sad. There was no predictable plot twist at all, which is good. It made you feel kind of odd. It was sad, but also like he was 100% guilty of the crimes he did, and he admitted it, and he was a piece of shit, and he should probably die if you're about the death penalty. But the way they did it, it made it like feel bad for him, which is interesting. Probably because of his family and students surrounded in it, but it went through the families. So basically Sean Penn killed 2 people and sexually assaulted and raped 1. Like, he did it all. It was awful, terrible person. But the way they did it, they showed the family's lives that were connected to the kids that he killed. But I don't know why I made me feel sad for him. I think that was the point, is to go back and forth and like what side, which Tim Robbins did a good job for. But not a lot of action, a lot of dialogue, kind of slow. It was worth watching. It was good. It was more for the acting and writing, for sure. It was 2 hours. It wasn't too long. They could have stretched it even more, which I'm glad they didn't. But that was the last movie on this episode 7. The next episode, I have 2 movies. I got to watch some more. I only have 2 for the next one so far. Is Rise of the Guardians, which it is Christmas today, December 25th. It's not really a Christmas movie, but it is a holiday type movie. Rise of the Guardians and then Weapons I saw. So those are the next 2 for the next episode for sure. That'll be it for this episode. Make sure to check out our TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. We are having merch come out soon. The merch is pretty cool. We're going through the testing stages right now, but the designs are final. Even if you don't like me or us or the pod, check it out because it is pretty cool stuff we got going on. We got hats, mugs, shirts, hoodies, stuff like that. That's it for me. Thank you so much. See you next time.